I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Starting off with the high school regional golf action on the girls' side from yesterday. Regional finals played yesterday around the state. In Class 1A Region 2 in Corning, it was the Happy Hollow Country Club, the site. Pleasantville and Corning both were state qualifiers as a team with 369 and 393 totals. Griswold finished third in that area with 406. Linville Sully with a 407. Exira EHK a 414. And Guthrie Center a 453. Individually, Kaylee Westlake of Corning qualified with a round of 93. And Serena Robinette of Griswold qualified with a round of 95. In Class 2A Region 2 in Underwood at the Quail Run Golf Club, it was Audubon, a state qualifier, with a round of 354. Central Decatur shot 373, also qualifying for state. Individually, Susie Byland of Audubon shot a 77. Shelby Williams of Camadere Casey an 82. Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley an 82. And Lexi Tigerson of Audubon an 84. They all qualify individually for state. In Class 3A Region 1 at Lake City, the Lake City Country Club, Kemper Catholic, a team qualifier with a round of 370. Unity Christian shot 390 for a state qualification. Also, individually, Mara Moshing of Kemper Catholic in 84 and Morgan Neighborhouse of Kemper Catholic in 88, both qualifying there. In Class 3A Region 2 at Sheridan at the Lakeview Golf and Country Club, the Atlantic Trojans, a state qualifier. They shot a round of 376. Clorinda shot a round of 384. They're both state qualifiers as teams. And individually from Atlantic, both Brooke Fletcher and Bailey Walter qualified for the state meet. And Brooke Fletcher shot an 87 yesterday, Bailey Walter a 93 as they move on. Also in Class 4A, Region 1 at Storm Lake at the Lake Creek Golf Club, Clear Lake and Humboldt were the state qualifiers from that region. Carroll shot a 419, Spencer a 432, Harlan a 441, Lewis Central a 450, Denison a 472, and Glenwood a 607. Individually, Kaylee Redeker of Lewis Central qualified with a 93 round. Also in Class 3A, Region 2 at Newton at the Westwood Golf Club, your state qualifying teams were Grinnell and Newton and other area teams there. Winterset a 436, Creston a 447 in action yesterday. So those team qualifiers now move on to the state meet. That'll be held the 28th and 29th of May. And for Classes 1A and 2A, that'll be at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. And for 3A and 4A athletes, that'll be at the Ames Golf and Country Club in Ames. Moving on to check a look at tennis, state first-round girls team tennis was played for some teams around the state. Locally, Red Oak traveled to Norwalk to face Ballard for a chance to move on to the Final Four of the state meet. Red Oak did defeat Ballard 5-0 and now moves on to the Final Four state semifinal. That'll be held on Saturday, June 1st at the Ankeny Tennis Complex at the Prairie Ridge Sports Complex, and some teams are still competing today to complete the rest of the field. High school baseball and softball got underway yesterday with a few games. Baseball action, it was Bedford over Clorinda 6-2. Coon Rapids Bayard beat New Alfonda 15-1. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 5-1 over St. Albert. Creston beat Corning 16-2 and Nishnabotna over AHST 13-3. In softball play, Creston beat Corning 13-3. Grandview Park Baptist was a 3-2 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Green County beat Denison Schleswig 1-0. Murray over Essex 7-1. And Twin Cedars beat Orion Maxburg 10-0. Also moving on to Major League Baseball, game you heard here on KJN last night. Jason Marquis combined with four relievers on a four-hitter to win his fifth straight start. And Will Venable homered to lead the San Diego Padres to a 4-2 win against the NL Central leading St. Louis Cardinals on Monday night. Marquis has won five straight starts for the first time since 2007 with the Chicago Cubs. He allowed two runs, one earned on three hits and six innings while striking out three and walking four. Kristen Foria went 3-for-3 with an RBI for the Padres, who have won three straight and 5-of-7. Houston Street pitched the ninth for his 11th save and 12 chances. Venable homered into the Jack Daniels old number 7 deck atop the right field fence, leading off the seventh, his seventh of the year. It came on a second pitch from Mitchell Boggs, who just returned from a demotion to AAA Memphis. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play, Atlanta over Minnesota 5-1. In the AL, it was Cleveland over Seattle 10-8 in 10 innings of play. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 7-5. The Yankees went 10 innings to beat Baltimore 6-4. Oakland 9-2 over Texas. It was the White Sox over the Boston Red Sox 6-4. Houston beat Kansas City 6-5. In the National League, it was Cincinnati over the Mets 4-3. Miami beat the Phillies 5-1. It was the Dodgers over Milwaukee 3-1. Arizona beat Colorado 5-1. It was also San Francisco blanking Washington 8-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Monday, Omaha beat Tucson 11-8, and Las Vegas at Iowa was postponed due to rain. And also on Tuesday, it'll be a doubleheader now as Las Vegas will be at Iowa over at Principal Park in Des Moines, a back-to-back doubleheader, 1:05 the scheduled start time, or 12:05 here Central Time for the first game, 2:35 this afternoon for the second game. And then Tucson will be at Omaha for a 6:35 start time tonight. Also, in other sporting news, Jimmy Howard stopped 38 shots, and the Detroit Red Wings grabbed a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Western Conference semifinals by beating the visiting Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. Howard was perfect until Patrick Kane scored with 15:25 left to get the Hawks within 2-1. The game was scoreless until Gustav Nyquist and Drew Miller scored 31 seconds apart in the second period. The NBA's Western Conference Finals resumed tonight with the San Antonio Spurs hosting the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 2. The Spurs shot 53% and drained 14 three-pointers in Sunday's 105-83 rout of the Grizzlies as they try to go for a 2-0 series lead tonight. The Texas Rangers have designated 39-year-old pitcher Derek Lowe for assignment to make room for Josh Lindblom, who made his first career big league start against Oakland last night. Lowe allowed 13 runs in 13 innings since making the Rangers out of training camp. Guard Malik Smith has signed his tender to transfer from Florida International to Minnesota, where he will be reunited with new Golden Gophers coach Richard Pitino. And Memphis forward Tariq Black is transferring to Kansas for his final year of eligibility. Both players will be able to play right away since FIU is banned from postseason play next year, and Black has already graduated from Memphis. NFL owners will vote on the sites of the 50th and 51st Super Bowls at their spring meetings today in Boston. Santa Clara and South Florida are competing for the 50th Super Bowl to be held in February of 2016. The loser in that bidding will go against Houston to host the 51st game the following year. Golf's governing bodies have adopted a new rule that outlaws the putting stroke used by four of the last six major champions, the Royal and Ancient Club and U.S. Golf Association announced Tuesday that Rule 14-1B would start in 2016. The new rule will make it illegal to anchor the club against the body when making a golf stroke. By adopting the rule, they are going against two major golf organizations that argue long putters are not hurting the game. The PGA Tour and PGA of America spoke out against the rule. R&A Chief Executive Peter Dawson feels otherwise. He says he believes the rule is the right decision for golf. The rule does not ban the long putters, only the way they are commonly used. Gabby Douglas is back in the gym. The Olympic all-around champion was to practice Monday afternoon after meeting with Coach Lang Chow to discuss her comeback plan. The workout is in her old gym in West Des Moines. Chow won't put a timeline on Douglas's return, saying she has to get back into gymnastic shape before they can put a training plan together. But he says 2014 is an excellent opportunity for her to be back into competition. And the University of Iowa will be looking for its second women's rowing coach in just 10 months. The school announced Monday that Coach Steve Pritzker is leaving to become the chief financial officer for the athletic department at the University of Virginia. Pritzker spent 9 seasons at Virginia before taking over at Iowa in July. Pritzker called the decision to leave coaching gut-wrenching, and athletic director Gary Barta praised him for the improvement the program saw in his brief tenure. Pritzker had replaced Mandy Kowal, who started the program from scratch and spent 18 seasons at Iowa before facing scrutiny over how she pushed athletes during workouts. And also another note here from the area that came across yesterday. Spencer Rokols, a senior at Adair Casey High School, has announced his intention to attend Dort College and join the Defender basketball program. Rokols, a 6'1" guard, averaged 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals per game while helping Adair Casey to a 16-6 record this season. He was a first-team all-conference selection in 2013 after earning second-team honors in 2012. He also is a 2-time state qualifier in cross-country. He'll be joining Atlantic star Dalton Franken, whom had previously committed to Dort.